Chapter 2. The Ghost in the Can. My home is full of ghosts. I grab one parked on my nightstand before I go downstairs to make the coffee, an empty can of lime-flavored seltzer, a bedtime thirst quencher now destined for the recycling bin. This pop-top metal can, a miracle of design that weighs half as much as a first-class letter, is emblazoned with the label Refresh, all in lowercase letters. This is a ghost name for a ghost product. Every grocery, retail chain, and warehouse store has its ghost brands, their own private labels of products they sell but do not make. Washing machines, mouthwash, underwear, batteries, and every flavor of soda known to man, there are ghost versions of them all, their prices lower than the name brands, their labels vague or silent on their true origins and journeys. It's all part of the vast puzzle of the modern consumer economy, in which we eat, guzzle, buy, and use things with no idea who makes them, where they come from, or what great dance of men and materials transports them to us. But there are clues hidden in plain sight. My soda can is embedded with a coded roadmap that, properly read, lifts the sheet off the ghost of this ubiquitous, familiar object. Most consumers don't notice or look for it, but each of the billions of beverage cans made in America bears a small logo or company name unobtrusively tucked below the barcode or near the bottom rim. It may be an image of a crown or a company name apparently unrelated to the beverage inside. Ball and Rexam are the two most common ones, companies that began the merger process in 2015. These mark the maker of the can, not its contents. On the can's domed bottom, a shape not at all arbitrary but part of an intelligent design, is the familiar inked product used by date and code, the black machine print starkly obvious yet barely legible against the pale silver of the unadorned metal. An even closer look yields information most never notice. Two numbers, a half inch tall, embossed faintly into the can bottom rather than inked. These numbers, sometimes reversed as if in mirror image, are part of the quality control tracking process used by manufacturers.